Let's go to 2 Samuel 23, 2 Samuel 23rd verse, start reading the first verse of 23rd chapter of Samuel, 2 Samuel. Now these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, "And the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel said, 'The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was in my tongue. The God of Israel said, The rock of Israel spake to me. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. And he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun riseth, even a morning without clouds, as a tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain.'" Now, how many of you like the sun this morning? Now, I've been to Oregon a few times in my life, but the last time I was there in 1985, in the fall, for the fall Jefferson meeting at that time, I don't know if you've been back, Brother Ed. I think you was there that year, too. I don't know if you've been back or not, but I've not been back since then. But it was overcast, dreary, most all the time I was there. And I told one, Rebecca Ann, I said, "Ma'am, I said, if I was to live out here, I'd need an extra portion of grace. I said, this weather just ain't setting with me very good." Why? Because I like the sun. I like it bright. I like it beautiful. I like it lit up. I don't like it dreary. If it gets dreary around here very long, it gives me trouble. So I want to talk this morning, by the help of the Lord, I want to talk about the Son of Righteousness. All right, let's turn to Malachi there, 4th chapter, 1st verse. Said, "For behold, the day cometh, that shall burn as an oven over all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked. And they shall be as ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, the heart of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." Now, not too many days back, I'm just going to tell you straight up, I'm up and down all night long. I'm getting very little sleep in this meeting. Now, the last two meetings I was in, the Lord blessed, and I have done quite well, but I'm not getting much rest in this meeting. But anyway, we were at home, and it was 6-something, I guess, a little after 6, and walked out and looked out my black French doors, and the most gorgeous sunrise was happening. And I looked at it, and I really couldn't believe my eyes. Well, I run to grab my telephone, my phone camera, whatever you want to call it, and I started snapping pictures. I sent a text to my daughter, Cynthia, in West Virginia. I said, "Here's our sunrise this morning." She said, "Dad," said, "Facebook is lit up with it." My brother got pictures. Probably numbers of people got pictures of this sunrise. Why? Because it was beautiful. It was a gorgeous sunrise. It lit up for miles and miles. One of the most beautiful, awesome things next to that I've seen was a sunset. I was coming out of Chicago O'Hare one night and flying back into Oklahoma, and from 30-something thousand feet up, you can see for just miles, and the plane was going at the right angle, and I was a window seat, and I could see the red glow that was lit up just for a long, long way on the horizon. Well, the Son of Righteousness shall arise. The greatest thing that has happened to the church of God is the Son of Righteousness that has arisen. Praise God, he said, but unto you that fear my name. You and I this morning, those of us that fear God, those of us that have a relationship with him, those of us that love him and want to serve him and work for him and do things for him. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise, praise God. He's a risen Savior this morning. He didn't stay in the tomb. He didn't stay dead. He come out of that tomb, and when he did, he come out with power and authority and with glory. And he said, with healing in his wings. Praise God. He just didn't come out anybody. He come out with healing. Thank the Lord for healing this morning. The song that was requested goes perfect with my message. And he said, with healing in his wings. And you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Thank the Lord this morning for not just one part of healing, but this is healing, healing, healing. In other words, Christ is a total healer this morning. No matter what our trouble be, no matter what our physical condition be, no matter what our soul be, our mind be, our heart be, Christ is a healer, praise God. He's a risen Savior to bring about a healing. He knew that the hand of affliction was going to be on mankind. There was going to be problems and troubles. He had looked at it down through the years, and when he come forth, praise God, he come forth to do a healing. A healing from the inside to the outside and in every way that we need this morning. Praise God. He is the Son of Righteousness. He's a risen Savior. And he's got all power in heaven and earth whereby we can be healed of anything we need today. I am thankful. I am thankful for one that is a complete healer. He's a specialist, a specialist. Nobody can even get close to what he does. He is, you can go to, you know, you can have a medical doctor, a family doctor, I guess you'd call it, your personal physician, and you can go to him and he can find things and he will say, well, I'm going to have to send you to a specialist. I'm going to have to do this, we're going to have to do that. I'm thankful this morning that when I go to Jesus, I'm going to the best. I'm going to the best. I don't have to worry about him having to send me off to somewhere else and maybe go out of state or whatever. And I'm not into all that. But the bottom line this morning is, he is the one that can take care of us from the tiniest thing to the greatest thing. There's not anything that he can't take care of this morning. He said the Son of Righteousness arise with healing, praise God, in his wings, total and complete for you and I this morning. What do we need from Jesus this morning? What do you need? Rise with healing. And this is personal. Ye that fear his name. Praise God, he come forth to take care of his children. He come forth to take care of his people. He came forth to do whatever we need him to do this morning. Thank the Lord. He's a personal Savior. He's a personal healer. He's a personal Father, praise God. I don't know about you, but I tried to do the best I could do to help my daughters, praise God, in the different things. I was known, don't think too much about this, but I was known as a doctor in the house because Rebecca didn't want to touch this and that and the other. So I was the one that was doing the bandaging and the cleaning and so forth. And my nurse might assist me, so to speak, but I was the one that got all the hard stuff. But when it got too hard, we always went to him. Daddy, I need prayer. I got this or that. Oh, I'm going to tell you. I heard Brother Ed tell a story one time about one of his daughters, I believe it was, had a balloon. And the balloon had popped that day while he was gone at work. And he come home. And I guess after he got in and got settled, she come walking up to him with this balloon. And said, I need you to fix this. I need you to fix this, Daddy. She had such admiration that her father could fix it. Well, a few years later, mine done me the same thing. I felt about that high. I couldn't fix it. I admit something. And there's a lot of things I can't fix, so to speak. But I sure couldn't fix a busted balloon. And so I looked there and said, I can't do that. But bless God, I've taken thing after thing and problem after problem and trouble after trouble to Jesus. And He never said, I can't fix it. He just takes care of it. He not only can He take care of it, not only can He heal it, not only can He work it out, not only can He do the deal, but He's got the wisest way of doing everything that is good for heart, soul, mind, and body. We think sometimes, well, hey, He ought to do it, it ought to be done this way or that way. But no, folks, the bottom line is He's the wisest being, the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, the wisdom and the knowledge and the power that God, and they do the wisest thing for you and I, for heart, soul, mind, and body this morning. Son of righteousness shall rise. All right, let's go to Romans 10 and 13. Romans 10 and 13. If you ever prayed for this little old preacher, I'd appreciate prayer this morning. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Lord, not only His main reason to die, I would say, was the soul. He came to save the soul. And there is people this morning that has got themselves in such a mess in sin that they have lost their hope that anything can help them. And they struggle, and they look. I know a woman back in the East. I know her husband, I know her. I don't know her very well, but know him pretty good. And he told me, he said, Brother Carl, said she can't quit smoking. I said, she can't? No. He'd give it up, and whatever. But he said, she can't stop. Said she's tried all kind of things, and she can't do it. Okay. So we talked about it a little bit. And I said, Joe, I said, have you ever heard any of the testimonies of the saints of what God has done for them and delivered them from smoking? He goes, no. Yes. He said, yes, I have. I said, have you ever told that to your wife? He looked at me. He goes, no. I said, you need to tell her. You need to tell her what Jesus can do. You need to tell him. I don't know. I don't guess he ever done it. I don't know if he did or not. But the bottom line is, these things need to be brought forth. These things need to be told that the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing. No matter what the condition that we're in here this morning spiritually, the Son of Righteousness arise with healing. He come to heal the soul, praise God. And He come to do a perfect job, a perfect deliverance, whereby that we can walk and talk and shout and praise and have victory and power and authority. He come to give us what nobody else could give us. And praise God when He does that, He will inspire hope and raise us up and out of and set our feet on a solid rock and do what nobody else can do. If you need spiritual help this morning, let's go to Romans 6 and 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, the Son of Righteousness, our Lord, the gift of God. Now this gift is the greatest gift that's ever been given to mankind. It was given by God. God wanted man to have victory. He wanted us to have power the old law just could not do. He knew it couldn't do it. So they devised a plan and brought it forth. And down through a chain of events of many, many years from A to Z. And then that day when He was born and He come forth. Today that Son of Righteousness come and He come forth. And today we have somebody that is the greatest gift for the soul of mankind, to do what nobody else can do. There had been people that were in drinking, drugs, all kind of habits, all kind of addictions. They struggle, just like this woman I'm talking about. I know somebody else that can't give up smoking neither. A friend of mine, We've known each other for 50, I think I was 11 when I met Robert, so 50, almost 56 years, I guess. And we're close, and we have a good relationship. But he told me the same thing. He said, Carl, I can't quit smoking. I've done this and this and this. But he said, this habit, I cannot give it up. Jesus can help him. What is your situation? There is people today that is addicted to gambling. They can't leave that thing alone. I said something to somebody one time. I said, why do you have to go there? I said, I can see cigarettes, I can see alcohol, I can see drugs if it's right there in the house staring you in the face. But folks, you got to get out of the house and go to a casino and gamble. Well, I guess you can do stuff over your phone, but I'm thinking about just leaving the house and going down. Listen, when I go to Shawnee, I pass the casino. If I go down to the chapel, we got one over here, we got one down there. They're all over the place, dearly. I go to Oklahoma City, I pass the brand there. If I go on 62 to head over to 23rd Street Chapel, I pass a casino there. But I don't stop at them. I don't want to stop at them. But there is people, folks, that are so addicted that they automatically go there. And one lawyer told a businessman in Shawnee that's a good friend of mine, he said, you would be shocked if you knew the damage that that thing was doing to people in Shawnee. Said it's doing great damage. There's healing. There's healing. If they will reach out to him, he can heal them of gambling, of cigarettes, of drinking, of drugs, whatever it might be, Jesus is able to heal them. Praise God. Oh, thank the Lord for the Son of Righteousness that's arisen to heal you and I. What do you need this morning? When I get through, I'm going to cover a host of things, not just one thing or two things, but this is a total all around, praise God. That's what I love about Jesus. He's not just a one thing. He told blind Bartimaeus, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? What do you need? There ain't nobody in the world can tell you that but Jesus. Rich men can help you. The president can help you. Senators and congressmen, they can help you. But they can't do for the soul what Jesus can do. They can't do anything for the soul. He is the only one that is a total, all around, complete, without a shadow of a doubt, individual that is risen, praise God, with healing in his wing to be able to give us anything we need. Anything. What do you need this morning? What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Well, that I may receive my sight. He gave it to him. Didn't he? Yes. I've got some more scriptures over here on healing that I'd forgot was in there. All right, let's go to Acts, the 4th chapter and the 8th verse, 4 and 8 of Acts. If we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole. Be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand before you whole. This is a stone which was set at naught, of you builders, which has become now the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. Praise God. Now he said here, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, who you the Jews have done this horrible thing to, and then whom God raised from the dead, even by him, does this man stand here before you whole? It's not us, said Peter. It's not us, said John. The bottom line is, it's Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The one that you got out of the way, you thought, the one that we're going to get rid of, and he can't do anything again. But that one rose from the dead, praise God. And when he did, he's standing there, the Son of Righteousness, with healing in his wings, and he done something for this man. You're not doing it, he's doing it. We're not doing it, he's doing it. This is a stone which was set at naught of you builders, which had now become, I'm putting the word now in him, is now become the head of the corner. And it said, neither is there salvation in any other. Praise God. We call on his name, the same shall be saved. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That name, praise God, that individual named Jesus has power in its very name to call on him, to reach out to him, and to get the salvation that we need, praise God. Oh, this morning, said, beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. All right, now then. Let's go to Luke 4:18. Luke 4:18. The soul. No. Hold on a minute. I'm going to Isaiah 53 first. Isaiah 53:1. Said, who believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of the dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He despised and rejected a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs. He carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord had laid upon him the iniquity of us all. But he was wounded for our transgressions. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, the one that left heaven, like Sister was singing last night. I loved what Sister Rosie and them did last night. I was deeply touched of thinking that this one named Jesus, the Son of God, that inhabited eternity, he came down here and was willing to be born for you and I. To know that what he faced was a horrible death. To know what he faced was a life of rejection. To know what he faced was not easy. He didn't have a home. Foxes and birds. They say, how did birds and foxes have this? But said, I have no place to lay my head, praise God. Listen tonight. He knew what he faced. But he was willing to come down. He was willing to come down for you and I. What love. Oh, saints, the love of Jesus Christ is great. Can we get a hold of the depth of that love? Oh, today. Now then, have we believed the report? A lot of people are not believing the report. If you're going to get the real help that you need, you're going to have to do some believing. Believing of the report. Believing that the one I'm preaching about this morning is the Son of Righteousness. Listen, sometimes you hear about somebody and you kind of wonder about it. Could they really do that? Well, I've got something that needs to be done. I know a man in the South, a relative of mine. He had a heart problem. And he went to several doctors. And they said, we can do you no good. Well, he lived a mild life, if you call it. He lived a good life. And finally, one day, they had, for some reason, I don't remember why Lavelle and Ellie went in, but Lavelle and Ellie went in and they're doing something, and that a doctor said, let me look at this. Let me check this out. He said, I can help you. He said, I can do it. There is times that we think there's no hope. There's times that we think that it's not available. But I'm going to tell you what, this morning it's available. Whatever you need is available through Jesus Christ this morning. 4:18 of Luke says this, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. This morning Jesus came, and He came with anointing, with power. Said, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. And He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty to them that are bruised. I'm going to tell you today there's a lot of people in the jungle of sin this morning, in the prison house of sin. They're out there and they're in a very, very serious condition. But He said here that I am come, praise God. I am come to preach. I am come to teach. I am come to heal. I am come to bless. I am come to do whatever you do, whatever you need done this morning. I am the Son of righteousness, praise God. Now He can heal. He can deliver. There ain't nobody can deliver like Christ can deliver. Preach deliverance to the captives. Do you need deliverance this morning? The recovering of the sight to the blind is set at liberty to them that are bruised. There is people out there that need real liberty this morning. All right, let's go to Psalms 147. Psalms 147 and 1. Praise ye the Lord, for His goodness, sing praises unto our God, for His praise, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He hath gathered together the outcast of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart, and He bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of stars. He calleth them all by their name. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. Now He said He healeth the broken in heart. Do you have a broken heart this morning? Because of various situations, is your heart broken? Is it hurting? What is your situation? He said He come to healeth the broken in heart. The broken. He is the only one that can reach down and do a healing of the heart. Because nobody can get in there, so to speak, to do it. 6 years ago, yesterday, the Lord done for something for me that I had wanted Him to do, but I was going to wait about another month before I asked for it. I had understood that there was healing for grief. That the Lord would take it and heal the heart and take that grief away. And I'd suffered for nearly, well, just over 11 months at that point. And I thought, now when we get up to number 12, I'm going to ask for this healing. He told me that grief was going to be part of my ministry from that, from the point of Rebecca's death on, and it has been. But the bottom line is, I wanted to suffer so I'd know what you suffer. I wanted to be able to say, I understand. One person told me, you need to do this, Brother Carl, and I thought about what they said, I considered it, but I wouldn't do it from the fact that I wanted to suffer so I would understand. So I did. But sometime on Christmas Day in 2013, the Lord healed my heart, and I didn't even realize what He had done. About 2 weeks later, I was sitting in my chair in my bedroom, and I was meditating. I think I'd been reading the Bible some, and I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, it lit up in my mind. I knew I'd quit crying. I knew things had changed, but it didn't dawn on me what He had done till then. And then I saw, I've healed your heart, son. I have healed you. And it was different. From that point on, it was different. I'm not saying I never did have any tears. I done real good at Delmer's funeral till I got home. And then it kind of hit me a little bit. But the bottom line is, it was different. Listen, saints, today the Lord can heal the broken in heart. Those that are grieving heavy, He can do that. He's done it, I know, of at least three cases, including mine, that the Lord literally has reached out and healed that broken heart. But there's hearts broken in more ways than one. And the Lord is able to get in there, and He's able to do what nobody else can do, praise God. It's amazing by the power of Jesus Christ what He can do for you and I to heal the broken in heart. Oh, today, we've got a world that's broken this morning. We've got a world that has a broken heart and mind and soul and body, so to speak. Sin has made the United States totally crazy. They don't even have good sense anymore. The politicians, I ain't going to name nobody, but the politicians, a lot of them, they're going far to the left, way out in left field. I think you're not even thinking rationally at all. And so consequently, the Lord is able to straighten this thing out. But the only way to do it is come to the righteousness, the power of the Son of Righteousness that's risen to be able to give what we need. Appeal to Him. Talk to Him. Ask Him. All right, let's go to Revelation 22. Revelation 22. First verse. And He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. And they shall see His face, and His name shall be in their foreheads. Now I've set it in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing. Now there's healing of the mind. There is people that need a mind healing. People that have been abused emotionally and so forth, and they've got scars that run real deep. We've dealt with people, right? Well, I don't know if it's here at the old chapel, I guess I'm thinking about. And dealt with them, worked with them. And as we begin to probe and dig, and they begin to bring these things out, your heart goes out to the person that is in that kind of situation. But the Lord said, there's healing. Healing for the nations, healing for the individual. It's available all the time. Not just part of the time, but it's available all the time this morning. And it's open to you for the healing of the nations. Isaiah 30 and 26. Isaiah 30 and 26. the mind. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days in the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their wound. The mind is a very delicate organ. I guess you put that away. And they're only one that has the power to do for that part of our body is God, is Christ. He can heal that and do. He can get in there, and it may take a little bit of time. He can do an initial touch and work. And he can do it all at one time, or he can do it over a period of time. But he can get in there and he can begin to heal the scars and the wounds and the depths that is haunting them, that's hurting them, that's in the depths of their mind, their emotions, all those things that they've gone through. That's got them. And listen, folks, there's thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people that's in that condition today in the United States alone. The Lord wants to heal. He wants to heal everybody. He wants to help everybody. And he can do that. Doctors can't do it. Now, if the brain has a significant wound, that's one thing. But I'm talking about emotional wounds. I'm talking about emotional scars. I'm talking about things that have left people in a sad situation, abuse cases. One time, an evangelist I was talking, ain't been too long back. It's been a little while. I said, well, I said, the thing about it is we don't have sinners coming to our night services like we used to years ago. He said, no, we don't. But he said, Brother Carl, he said, there is people sitting in our pews that have problems and need help, and you and I don't know anything about it. I thought about what he was saying. And I thought, yeah. And I think he pointed somebody out and brought them forth. He said, you and I need to keep preaching the gospel, the message of deliverance, the message of healing. I don't know just what all he said, but the message of power, because there's people there that need the help of Jesus Christ, the righteous. Because man can't do it. They can help. They can help the brain, like I said, if it's got a wound that is made by mankind of a bullet or whatever. But the bottom line is, there is such emotional and deep scars that people have today with emotions and the mind, and it's there, and there's only one that can get in there and work with that, and that's Jesus Christ. Shall rise with healing in his wings. This morning, what do you need? Matthew, the 4th chapter, 23rd verse. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And as his fame went throughout all Syria, they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases, various diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. Now then, he said here, they brought to him all sick people. What kind of affliction do you have? All sick people. Those who are taken with divers diseases. We live in a land where there's a lot of disease anymore. Mankind has been able to do a lot of things, but there is things that they just flat can't do much with. And torments. And those which were possessed with devils, and those that were lunatic, and those that had palsy, and he healed them. He healed them. The Son of Righteousness that is risen, that is there, he healed them. He done it. Let's go to Mark 6 chapter, 54th verse. Mark 6 and 54. He healed them. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him. And they ran through that whole region round about and began to carry about in bed those that were sick at where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets. Now listen to this. And besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. Now I forgot about this 56th verse, the way it ends here. The woman that had the issue of blood, but this here said that if they, but they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. Now, when she approached Jesus, she had to go through the crowd. She had to face obstacles to get there. Today, you may face obstacles in your mind. I've had this a long time. This is something very serious. I don't think it can be healed or whatever. The devil presenting all kind of things, and you're waiting through that in your mind. But I'm here to encourage you that no matter what it is this morning, how serious it is, Lord help us to come to him and touch the hem of his garment to be made whole this morning. That same power that was there then is still available today. It belongs to you and I this morning. We're his children. We're the sons of God. The children of God, the ones that he wants to bless and to help, and he wants to help you and heal you this morning. The Son of Righteousness shall rise and with healing in his wings this morning, and he wants to touch you, raise you up, and bring you out of it. The devil's going to fight you every step of the way. He doesn't want anybody to be blessed. He don't want anybody to be healed. He don't want people knowing about the healing of Jesus this morning. But I got news for you. I want us to pass and go beyond that. I want us to push it out of the way in our mind. And whatever the devil's presenting, and say, Lord, I'm coming in faith to touch the hem of your garment, and I want to be healed, praise God. I want the Lord to raise me up and to heal me. Can we do that this morning? Can we press forth like she did? She pressed against everything she had to press against. She had even grown worse. She had sought things in many physicians over a number of years, and she'd not gotten any better, but had gone worse. And the bottom line was, then she had heard about Jesus, and she reached out to him, and I need your help. And she thought, if I could just touch your heel of his garment. So she pressed forth. It's going to take a press, folks. Lord, help us to be willing to press forth. As many. And over in that other scripture in Matthew, it said he healed them all. He didn't say heal part of them. He said heal them all. Lord, help us. The Lord is still healing today. He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. By my stripes you're healed. It said call for let me read that over. Isn't it James over here? It said, call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint with oil. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. Well, let me find it here. All right, here it is. Is any sick among you? Well said, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Any merry? Let him sing psalms. Are you praying this morning? Have you been praying about your affliction? Have you got an encouragement from Jesus Christ? Have you got a scripture, a song, or something that has given you a blessing concerning healing? And is he sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over them, anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. The prayer of faith shall save the sick this morning. The prayer of faith. And the Lord shall raise him up. The Lord shall. Isn't that positive? Absolute? It is. It's something this morning, the Lord shall. And as many as touched the hem of the garments were made whole. And he healed them. He healed them. They were brought. Listen, folks, Jesus had compassion on the people back there. Does he have compassion now? Sure he does. He still has compassion on us. And he wants to touch. And he wants to heal you. He wants to bless you this morning. He wants you to have a testimony that the Lord God of heaven, the first great healing that I had in my life was my eye. Eyes, really. I had damaged them with roof light that you put in when you put in tires on a rim. And I guess they still use it some, but we used it back then, 1977. And I had put some in the valve stem and I aired it up and I was checking for leaks and everything. I put some in there and I reached down and I hit that valve cord. What I did, it shot that roof light into my eyes. And it burned them is what it did. And I was up and down all night one night. Mama took me to our eye doctor, eye specialist. He'd known me since I was a boy. He looked me all over. He told me what was happening. And I didn't know an overly lot about divine healing at that point. I was still pretty young. This was in I went in business in 73. So this is somewhere in 74, 75. I got saved in 71. And I still didn't know an overly lot about divine healing. But the doctor said, Catherine, go get this pain medicine for him. And she did that. And so, as we were sitting, I believe, at the parking lot of the drugstore, the Lord spoke to me and he said, if you take that, it's not going to do you a bit of good. Okay. Well, I took it. And it didn't help me one bit. So, Brother Sammons was in Guthrie holding a meeting. So, Mama said, you want me to call him to come pray for you? I said, yes, ma'am. They had quilts over the window. They had patches on both eyes. I couldn't see anybody. I could just hear. I was in a lot of pain and suffering. And I was laying there. And Brother Mark come walking in. And he began to talk to me. In his wonderful way of doing. And we talked back and forth a little bit. And he said, well, I'm going to anoint you and pray for you. There was another young minister with him also. Some of you don't even know who he is. So they anointed me and they prayed for me. And when they did, every bit of the pain left just like that. So I went back to the eye doctor the next morning and he examined me. Now this is something I've never quite figured out. He healed my eye 50%, or my eyes 50% with that one touch. He didn't heal them all the way. Now that's what I don't understand. But he took all the pain away, healed it 50%. I told the Dr. Ferris, I said, Dr. Ferris, this is what happened. He said, well, we believe in prayer, but he said, we don't get them kind of results. And Daddy was coming down with a flu, and he wasn't feeling well. And before I left, he said, son, I said, I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to have that preacher come pray for your daddy. That was my first real experience with divine healing. That was in 1974, 1975. Now this is 2019, almost 2020. Is he still healing now? How many of you have been healed this year? Well, thank the Lord for each one. Thank the Lord for each healing. He is healing today. He is healing just like he did back then. It's never quit. It's never diminished. He's not lost any power. He is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And today He wants to heal us. He wants to help us in every way that we need Him to do. How serious is your affliction? The Lord wants to heal you this morning. He wants to bless you this morning. He wants to help you in every way that you need this morning. Let's go to Psalms 84. We'll wrap it up here in a little bit. 84 and 9. Do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Sisera, as to Jabin, the brook of Kishon, which perisheth at Endor, they became as dung for the earth. If I'd read the right chapter, I'd read right. I know that wasn't reading right. All right, let's go to 80. I was reading 83 and 9. Let's go to 84 and 9. Behold our God, our shield. Behold our God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy court is better than 1,000. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of the wickedness. Tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory, and no good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is a man that trusteth in Thee. So He said, the Lord God as a sun and shield. He will give grace and glory, and that's what He's doing. Said, no good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. No good thing. Let's go to Malachi 1 and 11. No good thing. So whatever you have this morning in a sickness that comes under the cloak of I will heal it. That comes into the place where He says, I will heal it. I will bless it. 1:11 of Malachi, for from the rising of the sun, even to the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. And for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. So He said, the rising of the sun, even the going down of the same, my name, all the way to the end. It's going to be great among the Gentiles. You and I can help make that name great. If He has healed you in time past, people need to know that. People need to know what Jesus has done for you and I this morning. Not only in body, but in soul, heart, mind. He needs us to tell the people that there is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing by the power of God this morning. For my name shall be great among the heathen. Oh, this morning, let us make that name great. Let us make that name great. Let's go to 113 of Psalms, first verse. 113 and first verse. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations and the glory above the heavens. Who is likened to the Lord our God who dwelleth on high, who humbleth Himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust. He lifteth up the needy out of the dunghill, that He may set him with princes, even the princesses of His people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. The name of Jesus is to be great. from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun and to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Now then, this morning, are we praising the Son of Righteousness today? In 1983, I was on my honeymoon, and I got sick on my honeymoon. Rebecca was sick with a cold. We got married. And I don't know what I had, but I sure wasn't feeling very well. So Rebecca prayed for me. Well, she called for prayer. And then she started praying, and she prayed all around for everybody and named me last. And while she was praying, the Lord spoke to me and he said, "You need to thank God for healing." I thought, "I'm not healed." He said, "Thank God for healing." I said, "I'm not healed." He said, "Thank God for healing." I said, "I'm not healed." So when she got through, I said, "Get the Bible." And I quoted a scripture to her. She read a scripture to her. I said, "Now I want you to lay hands on me." We didn't have any oil in the room there with us. I said, "I want you to lay hands on me and pray for me." And she said, "All right." So that's what she did. And she laid hands on me and she prayed for me. And when she did, the Lord spoke to me again. He said, "Praise God for healing," or "Thank the Lord for healing." And about that time, it hit my mind what he was saying. And I said, "Thank God for healing." And I just kept saying that. And the more I said it, the better I got. I just come right on out of it. I got up out of bed, got dressed. We took off and went to sightseeing and so forth. Probably left. That was in Nashville at the time, so we left there and went on toward the Smokies. But the Lord today wants you and I to have a faith that reaches out and claims healing because of Him. Let me give you one more scripture over here. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I get the right chapter to read right. "For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which were seen were not made of things that which do appear. And it said, 'But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.' Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." In other words, partially what this is referring to is you and I reaching out and getting hold of something we don't see. We don't feel. We do it by faith. We thank God for healing, even though we don't feel anything right then. Maybe we don't see anything right then. But we are reaching out saying, "Thank you, Lord, for healing me." That's faith. That's faith, when we can reach out and we can thank God for something we don't see and we don't feel. There was a case of a man that had a problem with his legs. So he called some brothers over, and the Lord had inspired him that he was going to heal him. So he told them, he said, "I want you to come." He said, "I want you to help me get out of bed." He said, "Get one on one side, one on the other." They walked out of the house and he said, "We're going to go down the sidewalk till I'm healed." And they took off. And he started praising God for healing. And after a little bit, he just took off and left them standing there. He got a hold of it. He grasped it. This morning, are we able to get a hold of healing? Start thanking God for something we don't see, we don't feel, but we know that we have it by faith in Christ. He said, "Thank God for healing, child." I've been in groups praying for somebody, and we would pray for a while, and then somebody would take, because I'm going to use the word here, bull by the horn, so to speak. And he gives the hold of the horns of the altar. Let me say it that way. The horns of the altar, and they start thanking God for touching that body. Now, nothing's happened. That person is still suffering, or whatever's happening. That's still going on. The number of us has been praying, and all of a sudden somebody starts thanking God for healing, thanking God for touching, thanking God for blessing, and all of a sudden everything starts calming down. The pain stops. The blessings begin to flow. Now you may say, Carl, you're a little bit of whatever, but I got news for you. I've seen it happen more than one time. That the Lord will honor the faith of you and I if we'll reach out. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If we'll reach out and say, thank you, Lord, for healing. Thank you for blessing. Thank you for victory. Thank you for power. Thank you for helping me, Lord. Thank you. I am your child. And if we ask anything in His name, what happened? We'll get it. He'll answer prayer. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. He will give it to us. Ask and it shall be given. Ask and it shall be. Lord, help us to get a hold of this by faith. I didn't know I was going to get into this. But Lord, help us to start thanking God for victory. If you are struggling with something and you have prayed, maybe right here in this meeting, and you're still having maybe some little problems with it or something, start thanking God for victory. Say, thank you, Lord. I'm struggling with it, but thank you, Lord, for victory. Thank you for healing. Thank you for blessing. Whatever it might be, the situation, start thanking the Lord by faith. Reach out and say, thank you, I've got it. Thank you for giving it to me. Thank you for the power you've got to help me. Amen. And start moving forward. We appreciate your time, your attention, and your prayers. Pray for me. I want to make heaven my home.